So we've got 2 weeks before Purim, so we'll try to throw in a bunch of halachas about Purim. First, so I don't even think we'll get into wine, because we hear so much about wine every year, about the chiyuv of Adol Yada, and this, I don't know if we're going to get into it. But so the first thing is that what we just read this past week was Parsha Shkolim. So there's an halacha of Arba Parshiyot. Some Tafresh Pei Hei is the siman that talks about this, the mitzvah of learning Arba Parshiyos, and just to get a kind of understanding what's the point? Why are we reading these four Parshiyos? What are they doing? So the first part of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph, he goes through. Sorry, and so he just Tuf Reish Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, and then the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. I'll just run through it quickly. Avar b'kitzer inyan arba parshiyos. So the Mishnah Berurah takes the work out of our hands. We don't have to work too hard. He says, "I'm going to explain to you what the point of these four parshiyos is." Who Chazal technically liquors arba parshiyos b'shana. Chazal are misakin that you have to learn these four parshiyos throughout the year. May Reish Chodesh Adar Ad Reish Chodesh Nisan. Lezuchin arba dvarim. To remember four things. What are the four things that we're remembering when we learn the four parshiyos? We just read Shkolim, so everybody already knows, because we already had in mind when we were reading Parsha Shkolim what's it for, right? Hey Melu, so I'll just read it anyway. Harishayna hi parsha shkolim lezichrayin mitzvahs machzis hashakel. So we're supposed to remember the mitzvah of machzis hashakel. Why do we give machzis hashakel? She's bar v'samah shahayi mechiyavim liten alishka lekarbon not tamid b'chol shana. Because we know that the carbon tamid was brought twice a day. Every single day they brought a carbon tamid. That's why it's called carbon tamid. Tamid means always. You're always bringing it. Every single day you're bringing the carbon tamid. So you brought it twice, so they had to get the money to pay for all these karbanas that they had to bring every day. So they would collect this machzis hashekel every year.
That's Jewish tax.
Yeah, and then that's what they would bring the carbon tamid with. Hashnia, what's the second one, which we're going to come up to not this week, but the following week? Parsha Zachar, Lizkor Maisa Amalek, to remember the Maisa Amalek. Why do we read it in the Shabbos before Purim? Why don't we, if this is just to remember the Maisa Amalek, we can do it any week of the year. The Kairos of Shabbos Nei Purim, the Samchal Maisa Haman, Shehu Mizera Amalek. So we do it because it's right near Purim. We want to do it right near Purim, which is by Haman.
I always had a question. Why don't we just do it Parshas Kisetze?
Right. So we're learning Parshas Kisetze. It sounds like you have to learn a special parsha.
Right. Parshas Kisetze and just do Maftir again or something.
Yeah. So I mean, you do it anyway again, Maftir again, right? So, it seems that they have to have a special time when they were leaning.
Want to listen to the shir?
Zechir Samalek. So so that's what we do right before Purim, just because it works out nicely right before Haman. Okay, Deila Haktim Zechir Samalek Lasiyasa. Right, we know that on Purim we went and killed out a lot of Amalek, and that was the whole story of Purim. So we want to do the Zechira right before the Asiyah. Because it's Ayam El Niz Kardim and Asim. So that's why we do Parsha Zachar, which is coming up to. Why we do Parsha Paraduma? Hashlis Parsha Duma v'Hibeshavas Shakayim Parsha Zachaydish Shakayin Hayisrei Fasmin Barsabach LeNisan. They would burn the Paraduma right before Nisan, right before Shchayish Nisan. They would burn the Paraduma Kedei LaHazlis Bais Yisrael Beifra Chatas Miat Achar Kamas Hamishkan, in order to make everybody tar. Why should they be tar? So they can do the Pesach Bismanai. So that's why they would do the Parshas Para, to get everybody tar, to remember that we used to get everybody tar. L'kakarim parasha zu, why do we do it? L'hispalu l'fonav yizbarach, so that it should bring us to daven tashem, shegam aleinu yizrak mayim tahayim b'mehera, that Hashem should also be zarek mayim tahayim on us, that we should have the Beis HaMikdash back and be able to bring karbanos, bring the karban Pesach. It's interesting, they speak out here, that so what about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? The time of the Beis HaMikdash, they'd also learn parashas para. So that's not to daven that we should have the Beis HaMikdash back. So Rashi says in the Gemara and Megillah, he says that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would read it in order to get everybody thinking that I have to get tar. I have to make sure that I am tar, that when it comes time to do the Karm Pesach. And then Harviyas, Parshas HaChodesh, B'Shabbos HaSamach Chodesh HaChodesh Nisan. Then we have Parshas HaChodesh, which is what? Kedei LaKadesh Chodesh Nisan. In order to be Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. So that's, at least now we know, these are the four parshas that we have. Shkolim is to remember Machzis Shekel, which we bring the carbon tamid with. The second is Parsha Zachar, that we should have Zechira Maaseh Amalek right before Asiyas, Mechias Amalek. Parsha's Parah, to get us to become Tahar, and to remind us, and to daven Tashem, that we should have the Beis HaMikdash back in order to get Tahar. And then the fourth one is to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh of Mekadosh L'Chodesh Nisan. Okay, and then just an interesting, the last halacha in Tafresh Pehei says that some say, which is why people get so into this, some say this isn't just a tikkun derabanan, that the rabbanim are talking to have these four special parshas. It's even a minyan deraisa. And therefore, he says that therefore people that are living without a minyan should make sure that they go to hear these parshas with a minyan, because it, since it's a deraisa, it's not just a derabanan, you got to go and...
Or deraisa?
No, some say, this last say, some say that parshas Zachar and parshas Parah is midaraisa. That's what you give everyone very busy with when he gets into parshas Zachar. You give a clap and say everyone should have a remember. Everyone should have right. a nine. So they don't do it by parshas Parah. I don't know why they don't.
Right. So why do the women not hear parshas Parah?
Yeah, it's a good point. And I don't know why. And I don't know why they don't give a clap by parshas Parah the same way they do by parshas Zachar.
I mean, you should remember. Second leaning. For Parah, you mean.
What?
I mean, always Zachar.
Yeah, Zachar. There's no second landing for Parshas Parah. So what's the Indian with women anyway? So let's just speak this out quickly. What's the halacha with women? Are women mechuyev to hear Parshas Zachar or not? So, the Chinuch said, when he brings this mitzvah, he says that women are not mechuyev to hear the story of Ma'ase HaMalek, because since they're not mechuyev to fight, they don't have a mitzvah to fight, so then there's no mitzvah that they have to hear to listen to. And then we have the Avnei Nezer and the Torah Lishma. They also say that women are not mechuyev in the Ma'ase HaMalek. However, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts it as a mitzvah that women are mechuyev to hear. They're mechuyev to Ma'ase HaMalek.
So it's a new thing, meaning before the Chafetz Chaim, the women didn't do it.
Well, whether they did or not, I mean, I don't know, but the Chinuch said that it wasn't. So maybe people in the times of the Chinuch did argue with him, but the Chinuch himself said not. These other tshuvas in the Chaznish says that they're not mechuyev, but there are others, and they bring down from Ramesha, not in his tshuvas, bring down from a different. He calls it Halichos Bas Yisrael. It's another sefer that he has that he says that women should go to hear Parshas Zachar. So, and also of the Shevet Alevi, he also says that they have a chiyuv to go listen to the Ma'ase HaMalek. So, you have both. Tzadim. It seems that if it's right now, it's very easy to do it, so there's no reason why not. Why not go listen to Parshas Zachar? So, I mean, there's a lot of... But if she can't, for whatever reason, there's enough people to rely on. You know, if for some reason...
Yeah, she shouldn't carry away with it.
Yeah, so don't make woman, it...
I think it's just that everyone... I mean,
yeah.
It became something, right?
It became something.
Yeah, so it could be maybe... I mean, it could be Parshas Parah, they're not Mechuyev. It could be only Parshas Zachar, they'd be Mechuyev. Okay, fine. So now let's go into some of the mitzvahs that we have on Purim. So there's a few mitzvahs that we have on Purim, right? There's Kriyas Megillah, there's Sudas Purim, and there's Matanas of Yayinim and Mishloach Manas. So let's talk about Matanas of Yayinim. Okay, so Tafresh Tzadi Dalet. Tafresh Tzadi Dalet is where it talks about Matanas of Yayinim. So. Says it. The mechaber starts off. Chayv kol adam litain lepachais. This we all know. L'shtei matanos l'shnei aniyim. You have to give two, at the very least. You have to give two matanos to two aniyim.
One
ani.
Two.
To two aniyim.
Right. Two to two.
Shleich manos. We'll see what the chiyuv is there. So, but matanos again lechol apachas. You have to give two matanos for two aniyim. Mishabrua says kol adam. What's this? Bein ish ubein isha. Vafilu ani hamisparnas minatzaka das kama achroinim the tzarich losis v'mash nasnulay. Even an ani has to give matanos of yainim. Why? Why would an ani all of a sudden have to give matanos of yainim? So why is if so?
He's up to himself.
But the reason why you're giving it is based on
tzedakah. Oh, so let's see. There's a special mitzvah matanos of yainim.
Right.
So, but he is an ani. So why does he have to give? So
he has to give.
He has to give ma'aser on his ma'aser ani.
Yeah, so that's the demise. That's the demise. We'll see. So matanos of yayinim, really, we'll get to in a second. But I've seen spoken out that it's just like an ani that's misparnis from tzedaka. He has to give dalat kaisis the same way that he has to drink dalat kaisis, and he has to get the money to buy dalat kaisis. The same thing. He has to this mitzvah is like he has to go and do this mitzvah, and also that what the shbruish tells that he says bein ish bein isha, and this is so important. This is You know, I speak this out when I lay Megillah. I always tell, I say that this isn't extra credit. You know, Kriyas Megillah, Mishloach Manos, all the mitzvahs on Purim are the same mechuyev for women than they are for men. It's the same chiyev. So, you know, this isn't, you know, so you have to be careful to hear every word. You know what I'm saying when I you know, my Kriyas Megillah, you know, even though you want to do it fast and you want to get out of here, but if you don't hear a word, you're not Yaitza. So, and you are the same mechuyev as men. So, we have to be, you know, careful. It's the same thing. Matanos of Yoinim. So, I mean, okay. So, the first thing is, yes. So, women are mechuyev just the same way as men are. And we'll get to more about other shilas. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to give at least two matanos. What are matanos?
For a meal, right?
What's matanos? So the Mishnah Berurah says presents. You can give food or money. You can give food or money.
So matanos
devyanim
is food?
So matanos devyanim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rashai litein michael ay mois. So you can give either one, whatever you want to give, you can give. Yeah, okay, so that's the first thing Mishpura says. It's not just that you have to give money. I mean, money is obviously the easiest way, but... So before we get into other shayos, let's just take a quick look at the Ramah. The Ramah says that he talks about the mitzvah of giving machzis hashakol. People give this machzis hashakol during Purim. Right? The Ramah says, Yeshayim Mishayish Litein Kaidim Purim machzis minamadei akavua b'yisamakam b'yisazman zeichle machzis hashakol sheinoysam ba'adar. Right, so you see they would you know you always go to you see the plates there, right? You see the plates there.
Starts by the beginning of Adar anytime.
He says that you should do it before Purim.
Before Purim.
For people, you know, you go into shul. You go in by Megillah leaning, right? And you see the plates. Some people do it Tanis Esther, by the way. I think there's plates out of Tanis Esther also.
Right,
because it's before Purim.
Right.
As long as it's before Purim, you can do the Machzis Hashakol. So you go into the plates. You see that they have
any tzedakah.
What? How, where to give the money?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so that's another shiloh. But the first thing is that this mitzvah of giving this machzis shekel. So the Ramah continues and he says that who has to give? At the end he says, Vein chayv l'nei rak mishu b'ben asim l'mayla. You have to give a machzis shekel for anybody who is 20 years or older. So that's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should even give anybody who's 13 years old, for your kids who are 13 years old, right? People go and they're giving for your kids also, and your wife. So he says, but the minig is to even give for less than 13 years old, and even if your wife's pregnant, to give for the baby that's in her stomach. So you should give for all those. You should do Master Jacko for everybody. So you got you and your wife.
How much are you really giving?
50 cents.
Well, they give.
That's the
Master
Jacko.
Just give 20 bucks.
So the Ramah says, "V'yesh liten shloisha. They would give three of their half big coins in his time.
So, it's 150.
So I think that's what they give. It's a dollar. That's what they put.
They wrap up
three half dollars, and so it's $1.50 per person.
Okay.
You do it for yourself, you do it for your wife, you do it for everybody.
The whole thing with the Kenyan and this and that, you just do it for, you're doing that for each person?
Yeah, you should do it for each person. Okay, then in Halacha Gimel, just to put it, in Halacha Gimel it says, Ein medaktikim emayis purim, elakol misha poshet yadai lito naisamai, right? This is the Halacha of kol misha poshet yad. You should give him. Some places you have to give, the minig is to give the guy, you should do that also. I mean, but that's only if that's a minute. You know, you obviously don't want to be giving. So that's the halacha called a poishet yad yinaisim. So you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Gimel. He says this, which is a very nice lashon. He says, so we have a bunch of mitzvahs to do on Purim. Which one should we be more? Which one should we be more makbid on? So he says, Shtei matanos Sifkatan Gimel. Zehu Medina. Medina, you have to give two matanos for two atanim. Avo ba'emes mutav laharbois b'matanos av yainim. You should give more tzedakah matanos av yainim. Melaharbois b'sudasai u'bishiluach manos l'reyev. People put the very elaborate shalach manos together. And you know, how much money already are you spending on shalach manos and how much money are you spending on matanos av yainim. So he says, it's much better to spend more money on matanos av yainim than to spend on your suda and to spend on your shalach manos.
Together? separately. Meaning?
Well, he's saying separately. But, then he says, "She'ein simcha gedayla u'mefayara ela l'sameach leiv aniyim yisayim v'almanais." There's no better simcha than to be mesameach the leiv aniyim and yisayimis and almanais. And then you're done to the shechina, he says. And yeah, so now the big shaila is, everybody asks, can you give meiser as your matanos of yayin?
No, it's mitzvah.
What? It's an extra mitzvah. Oh, so you're saying, yeah, you're saying it's a separate mitzvah.
They run consecutively.
I agree.
He's also saying, well, yeah, well, yeah, so, what'd you say?
We just voted 4-0 that it's separate.
So he says here that really, it's the matanos of yayinim is not, cannot be given from Iser.
Yeah, we all won.
He passes that?
Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah. It says at the end here, Iser. You have to give it from your own. You can't give it from the Iser. But he says, "V'ha'haisafa shemaisif yuchalitim mishal meiser." The mitzvah is shtei matanos v'shtei. So as soon as you mekayim that mitzvah from your own money, anything more can be from meiser. So you can earmark, you know, $5,000 from your meiser money to be given off on Purim, and just make sure that your first two aniyim that you're giving is from your own.
Make sure to give every single ani that asked you. That could be the
tactic. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'll say the mitzvah of kol ha'poshet yod seems that you could be. And not only that, but even the, you speak of that, even the two aniyim that you're giving, if you want to give extra, more than what you're mechuyev to give, so then you can give from
Meiser. Anything above $10, you can present Meiser.
Oh, so let's see.
Figure out what this amount of
for a meal.
You're not. It's not usher to give out Meiser money on Purim, but you just have to
not
give
extra
for Matzah. That's exactly what he's saying.
So whatever you give, you give, and then whatever else you can give.
So Matzah is right. Just stay Matzah is right.
Exactly what he's saying. Up until what you have to give is not Meiser.
Exactly. And the same thing, would you say the same thing with...
Can you give a $10 bill?
The person themselves.
No, it's the Shalachmanas and the Mesudasa.
What? By what?
Not Meiser.
Meiser? Well, we can Shalachmanas as Meiser. Oh, can you give... Right, that also can't be Meiser. Yeah, the Pasha can't be Meiser either. Okay.
Oh, so you're just comparing them. Just like you can't give Shalachmanas for Meiser.
Right. But again, Shalachmanas also is only really two Manas for one person, so then everything above that, if you're giving to Nani, it can be for Meiser. Why not? But if they're just the actual Chiyana.
Maybe for Yisuda also, if you have...
So now, let's say you have kids. So you have a chiyuv of chinuch on your kids, right? So do you have a chiyuv of chinuch of matanos of yerim on your kids?
Yes. Let them give it out.
So do you have to give them money to go and say, you got to go give matanos of yerim, because it's a mitzvah, important to give matanos of yerim. So there is a chiyuv, so the Prima Gadol speaks out that there is a chiyuv that you have to mechanach your kids to give matanos of yerim. It's the same with all mitzvahs darabonah. Any mitzvahs darabonah,
mechanim to mechanim. Money or just the dollars? Anything.
Right, no, it doesn't. Right,
I don't count as myself.
The same way you mechanach them in Hanukkah, any mitzvah darabonah, you want to be mechanach them in matanos v'yayinim also. So you should, yeah, you should. It's very nice. You know, have your kid give some snuffa. How old is the age? So, this is about 6 or 7. Fine. There are some others that say you don't have to be mechanach them matanos v'yayinim because since they don't have any of their own money anyway, so they, you know, there's no, you don't have to be mechanach them. Of course, it's very nice to be mechanach them. Okay, so here's another thing: when you're giving, when you have to give matanos v'yayinim, you know, your wife has to give matanos v'yayinim also. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, right? She's not. So yeah, so you should
whoever giving to have her mind.
Right. So when you're giving matanos v'yayinim, you should tell the guy. Let's say give me $20. $10 is for me. $10 is for my wife. And also, you should tell your wife,
I'm giving
for you. She should know that she's been kind of a mitzvah.
Does she have to make you a shliach, or at least?
Right. So there's a shaila here whether you have to be makna her money, because komash kan isha kan abayla. Right. So do you have to go give her money and say, listen, I'm not. This is your money. And now we're gonna.
As soon as she's kona, it's yours. Right,
no, exactly. Because you can do it with it tonight. That you're not gonna have any. You can do it in a way that you're not gonna have any. Resisting the money, so you get there's a shaila whether you can be makna her the money, and then you'll take that and she'll say, okay, go give it to Mishloach Manas. What? No, it's a shaila. You know, some say it's better to do it. You know, but I think the minig is just when you give it, you should just give it, and then tell your wife. You know, you're just mekayim one of the mitzvahs. You're mekayim one of the mitzvahs. Yeah, Mr. Carell says you don't have to be Machner her the money. You can just do it yourself. So I think that's the minig anyway. Okay, so you're allowed to give a check. Which I'm allowed to give a check. And not only that, you're allowed to give a post-dated check. For my thousand item. So...
First of all, most times you're giving to the shliach, and either they have money to front it anyways.
Oh, so that's the shaylah. Yeah, so even if they have the money, but ayumakayim your mitzvah. So ayumakayim your mitzvah by giving them a check. Let's say it's Sunday this year, the banks are closed. So if you would give this check to some banks are open. Is TC out of them?
And check cashers.
So, some banks are open, right? Yeah. Okay, but
yeah, sure, maybe Sunday hours.
So. So the Shlomo Zalman says that you're yaitzeh matanos avinu by giving a check, because even says even if the banks are closed, if you can go give this if its check has value, you can go to some, you go to me and give me that check. I'll gladly give you the money for it. For sure, it has value in some stores. We'll take a check, or if let's say you leave a blank, or you make it out to cash, so then you can go to any store, give them that money to pay for whatever. So then he says that's also. What about a post-dated check?
A post-dated check can be tendered today. Rabbi Yashar
says that it's fine. He's being from Rabbi Yashar. He says that's fine. A post-dated check is also fine. No, but that's only, he says only, by the way, he says only if the gabbit staka will. But No, but anyway, no, but even if not, see, he says Rabbi Yashar and Chaim Kanievsky that it's only if the gabbit staka will give the money.
Yeah,
they won't give the postage check to the guy, to the ani.
I give you a postage check.
Give the money.
Today, you give out that special. Right. Which means you have the church.
Now here's
the
child. Are you allowed?
You a special kind of person.
Let's say you know that this ani has like a bill, a credit in a store. Right, he always shops at whatever, one of the stores in town, and they're nice enough to give him on credit.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just go in as your matanos avinim
and pay his bill?
And say, yeah, my matanos avinim will be to pay that guy's bill at,
why can't you give him no time, him to pay the bill?
Maybe
they won't. You're at one stop anyway, Are there anybody here?
So what does he say?
So he says...
This is an interesting shala.
So Shlomo Zalman says that that's not good enough.
Really?
Not good enough. You got to give him the money, and you have to. The ani is given.
He's not getting simcha. Is the truth. He's not getting simcha.
No.
He says even if you'd have simcha, but it could be the mitzvah of matanos avinim is that you're giving the money to the ani. The ani can use the money how he wants. You're dictating how the money is going to be used.
I hear that.
Okay. So how much is the minimum?
Minimum.
How much is the minimum that you're... What's matanos avinim? Somebody said $10. So,
don't give less than 10, alright?
Because here, because really the where does it say here, matanos avinim says... even two prutas in the Meshubah brings down from the Ritva, that even if you bring two prutas, that should be enough for... or even one pruta should be enough for...
No, a penny's not a pruta.
But...
I don't think a nickel's a pruta anymore. What can you buy for a nickel?
So that's what he's saying. We know you have to buy something, but it could be that shovel pruta is good enough.
So Rabbi Yashiv says that you cannot give a pruta, his man is that. He says you have to give a mana chashuva, what's considered a chashuva amount,
a
that the ani will be happy with. You give the ani a dollar.
He'll throw it back at you. And
so he's so Rabbi Yashiv said they bring that from Rabbi Yashiv that it's
five
shkalim. So now it's still five shkalim was a little over
$1,
right?
$1.50 at most.
Then they bring that from Rav Vosner that he says it's 10 shkalim.
According to what we see over here, we're not dealing with a meal, and no shakas of the meal. We're dealing with something chashit that the ani is going to want.
Right, so
where do we get this whole thing where it has to be amount of a meal? Or a tenas
l'yonim. Oh, so I mean...
Bearing
that in mind, if you give $20 for my tenas l'yonim, you can count $18 as maisa.
Yeah, yeah. According to that, yeah.
This is what. Yeah, you're going to the sheet.
But Rabbi Yashar says if somebody wants to be, you know, machmir hadr, so then he should say that he says in 2000 is it Mishnas Tavshin Samach Beis 2002.
Yeah.
2002. He said that if you want to be mahadra this mitzvah, so it's 50 shkalim for ani.
So 50 shkalim is
$15.
$15. Yeah. That's what I remember being.
Yeah, so
it's probably gone up in inflation since then.
Yeah, so it could be gone up. So it could be already you need $20. I mean, if you want to be mahadr, he says you want to be mahadr. You know,
if you'd given Ani $10, even I'd be very happy.
Yeah, I think you'd be happy. No, I think $5 will be happy.
I agree. I'm being overly.
I think it depends. If he meets you in shul, so then $5 is a chashu thing. If he goes to your house, you can $5. It could be a lot of time.
But $10 for sure.
$10
matters on look. It matters on who he's. Think he's going to, and who's
well, average people, obviously. Yeah, obviously, no. Not he's making a call to somebody who's expecting $1,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, when they come to your house, for some reason they expect a lot more.
Fine. They're expecting a separate, right. Regular person.
Right. So there's a shiloh about whether you have to go and find an evyain. It says matanos la evyainim. Doesn't say matanos la aniyim. So. He found an avian. He didn't want anybody to know about it because that way he'll be able to make kind of his mitzvah and those avianim. Because otherwise, people will give him
next
too much money.
Next year, he won't be an avian anymore. He's
going to
keep him an
avian
and he can do
the mitzvah. So there's a big shout about that you're supposed to be giving matanas avianim. Avianim, you got to find an avian. But he says they bring that from different heinde gebayskin that bezmanazet. I don't know. Avians are really possible. Yeah, bezmanazet. Avians not really possible. So. Because you're Yaitza, you're for sure Yaitza.
Penniless. In Eretz Yisrael, you can hear there's no one
knows an Evian. Yeah. So he says that what's considered an Ani?
So
he says that an Ani, he brings from Eliyashiv, that an Ani is someone that doesn't make enough to live on for the year, for his family, and he can't cover his expenses. We're not talking about expenses where he's you know. We're talking about just regular, simple expenses.
I have $300,000 of expenses every year. I can't cover that.
Even the guy has
mortgage,
a job.
Mortgage, food, and tuition. That's everybody.
Even if he has a job. So he doesn't have enough.
Tuition, I think we
get. Okay, I thought I saw Shiloh here.
So what's the definition of expenses?
Right, so he doesn't...
Well, can give it to you.
He's enough for him and his house to live on, you know. Here. So, they talk about whether you're allowed to give, if you give a kail guy, or if you give, rabbeim, is that considered matanos avyonim? I mean, the guy gets paid, but they can fire him at any time, and I don't like it.
Whether or not it's anyone.
We have a chuyiv to pay him. Because, so I thought I saw here.
David, could that person be right? He's going to
absolutely.
Yeah,
I think
it's a joke. Okay, so it's a Shiloh. Okay, fine. And also he says, Matanos Avyonim, you can also give to a cotton. You know, a kid that's very, has no money, you can also give to a cotton.
It's not a problem. Your kid is like a mana? Or
right, I mean, just a poor kid. You know, you don't have to be machped that, you know, the guy's over bar mitzvah, you know, as long as he understands what, in a sense, you're not going to take this money and, you know, go throw it away, you know.
Yeah.
And also there's a shout, is there an Inyan of Aniye Ercha Kaidman?
Matanos
Avyonim.
No, like,
so it's Ani Ercha Kaidman, so they bring from Rabbi Yashar that absolutely Ani Ercha has Kedima.
The question is, if there's no Evyon in the year, you know an Evyon in Yisrael.
Like, oh, if there's no Aniim here, but there's an Evyon.
No, there's no Evyon in your ear.
But
likely here, there's no one here.
An Evyon, no, yeah, but
there's Evyon in Eretz Yisrael, which one has Kedima?
Are you saying that there are Aniim here, though?
Yeah,
there are Aniim here. Well, yeah.
So an Evyon is better.
But there's going to be an Evyon is better, yeah, so maybe.
Do both.
Maybe do both, but he says there's certainly Rabbi Yasha, the beginning from Rabbi Yasha, Rabbi Vosner, that there's absolutely a din of Ani Echa Kaidman. But again, there is a din of Kol HaPoshed Yad.
Right.
So you have all these people collecting, a lot of them collecting for, you know, things, and yeshivas, and this and that.
That's different.
So,
yeah,
there's a, yeah, exactly. So you don't have to give as much. If you have...
If somebody's collecting for yeshivas, is that considered HaPoshed Yad?
Collecting for anything. I mean, do you have to be for anything?
HaPoshed Yad. Is that talking about Matanis Lev Yonim? So any Evyon is HaPoshed Yad. He's collecting for
I think
money,
the minig is.
The minig. I know what the minig is. But
I haven't seen him speak about it. Whether they're in Pleishet Yad. Yeah. So Ani Erech has kaidmans. I mean, I guess you should. You know, most of your money really should be going. I guess Ani Erech, and then everything else should be much more of a call Pleishet Yad. You know, you give him a few bucks. And then I remember the Mishabru really spoke out that you can give food or money. There are others that say it's much more of an need to give money than to give food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think most people anyway give money. You know. Okay.
Hot stem food.
What did you say?
Hot stem food. Can you give the Bali stock of food
again? Yeah, no, yeah, all right, no. So what about, can you give them before Purim?
The what?
Can you give aniyim before Purim?
Extra
you know, on Purim, you get started on your chiv of Suda, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you're nervous, you're not going to get around to giving the money, so you want to give the money before Purim. So can you do that?
Yes.
So he says, you should. The Bar Halacha speaks out that you shouldn't give the money before Purim because maybe the money's going to
spend it before Purim.
Yeah, he'll take care of it before Purim.
Yes, so it's being supposed means of that's Matanas Levyanim you're talking about.
Matanas Levyanim.
So, well, what's the reason for Matanas Levyanim? Is it for the food?
So that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen it. It just seems like there's an need to be a sameach.
Look, where do we know? What does he say? I'm going to check. But what we know or not, I'm thinking if she's not going to, what does he need to spend on Purim? Because all of us sameach.
So it's going to be sameach. It needs to be sameach aniyim.
Okay, fine.
And Purim, especially in sameach aniyim. So, yeah, but he says that he says you shouldn't give it to him before Purim because maybe he's going to spend it. What about if you want to give it to a shliach before Purim? Mm-hmm. And the shliach always tells you, they always tell you, don't worry, I'm going to give it out on Purim. Right? Give us the money now in Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to make sure it's going to be given out on Purim or even in the city itself. So the shulchan says that's fine. Some others say it's fine. Yeah, Ma'aseh the Bar Halacha says that the minig ha'olam is to give it before Purim.
Yeah, I mean usually like the Rabbanim they collect like a week before, make sure they give it to them. They themselves go bring it out in Purim.
Well, but I mean some people to give to an ani themselves and before Purim. He says the minig that apparently the minig in his times was, but I mean it's not hard to give it on Purim, you know. I mean, and anyway, most of the people that we give it to already are Gabay Tztaka.
Right.
So they make sure to give it out on Purim anyway. Okay, so there's... What are we holding now? So there's Mishleach Manas also. What time am I going to do this? Which takes you all the way to the top page, Sadi Hey Sif Dalid. There's a lot to talk about here, but we'll just get started a little bit. Chai Mishleach Chaver Shtei Manas Basar Oishnei Oishal Mine Oichlin. So two manis baser or mini achlam. Shnei mishleich manas ish l'reyu. Shtei matanas me'ish echad. Two for one person. V'cholamar be l'shleich l'reyu mishubach. So here it says, cholamar be is mishubach. The more you send out, the more you're... So there's a shayla.
It doesn't say that by matanas avyonim.
Doesn't say that by matanas avyonim. That's interesting. Yeah, it was something with that. Doesn't say cholamar be l'shleich l'reyu mishubach. But I mean, this is also... No, it's an inyan to give more. I mean, it's an inyan to give more mishleich manas. But if you have a choice whether to give more matanas or more shalach manas, okay. But
so whatever you spend on shalach manas, you better spend at least that much on matanas levyanim.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah said before. But from here,
it's not more of a simcha to give
out. That's what he said.
So there's a bunch of shalas here. We're not going to get to a lot, but I just one of the shalas is just interesting. Is that some say it's better to give shalach manas to people that you're not so happy with, or people that you have a little fight with. Right, and that way, you're marba avin. So Shai says, wait a second, but the Pasuk says, B'shleich manas ish l'reyehu. So who says you're going to be yaitze? Would you be yaitze by giving it to someone who is not reyehu?
You're supposed to come l'reyehu.
Yeah, but okay, you're saying along the Shavuot, but Pashas
in Mishpatim doesn't always mean your friend. Someone who gives Re'eu a punch, that's what it says.
This is a shy way to speak, but I think that in the Maisa it's okay, it's not a problem. Another shy is it has to be Dafke de Shliach.
Right.
It's the Mishleach Manas de Shle'eu. So it's interesting, there's an interesting, interesting Svara. That Mishleach Manas, by Mishleach Manas, normally we say, Mitzvah Boy Yoiser Mi Beshluchai.
Right.
Do we say that over here? So,
the whole Mitzvah is a Shlichas.
So here, the whole Mitzvah is Shlichas. So there's no Mitzvah Boy Yoiser Mi Beshluchai. Normally you have a Mitzvah Boy Yoiser Mi Beshluchai. You're Mechuyev to go right. Do something, so it's better for you to do it than to have a Shlichta. But you could get a Shlichta to do it. But here, the Mitzvah Gufa is. To do it with a shliach.
Right.
So, can you do it yourself? Can you do it yourself b'chlal? Or there's no Indian of mitzvah by yes mei b'shluchai. So that's, we're not makbid, it comes out that you're up, but people can be makbid to, some b'shluchai mitzvah, so make sure to give it out to a shliach.
At least two, right? What's the minimum?
Yeah, and by the way, it's interesting, it says here, two manas for one person.
All right, so one of them should make a shliach.
What?
So for one of you, mishloach manas, you should make a shliach.
But you're giving more than two.
If you could do that.
Right, so here you don't need Torah shlichas here. You don't need Torah shlichas here. This is just, it's just for... That's another thing. You can give a katan also. You don't need a real din shlichas here.
Could you give my wife? Gave it to. You're gonna give it. You need to give it to. You both have to give it two for yourself. Each one. To,
right.
So
again, each person. Your wife is the same.
Right.
So
let's say you want to do the shlichas. Let's say your wife brings it to someone's house and the husband's not home. He's like, but this is. Can you say this is for your husband?
So they speak. If the Here's the big shaila by Mishleich Manas. Not so much time. But here's the big shaila. There's a big chakira which really takes you through all these shailas. Is that what's the pshat of Mishleich Manas? Is the pshat that you're giving food for the person suda? Or are you giving, or are you just, it's an inyan of just being marba reyes. You're being marba ava. So here's the shaila. Let's say prepared food. You have to get that's.
Wouldn't that show that it's not for if it's just for reyes and give anything?
Well, the chayyus should be given, but here it's that's the mitzvah is to give food. The mitzvah is to give food, ready made food. So even if you hold the other one, I don't think it's going to help you. But here's an interesting shaila: is look at the Bir Halacha. Yeah, you're going to find this about. The Halacha says, let's say. You want to send to a rich person. You want to send to a very rich person. But you don't have so much. So you want to send them, something that's not becoming, something that he would never have that as part of his suda. You know, you're going to send him an orange and some pretzels. And he's not going to have that by his suda. He's going to have, a real suda. So the Bir Halacha says that if you want that somebody im shleach la usher davar pachas ain't a yaitz of zev shleach manas, you're not yaitz of shleach manas.
So just don't give rich people. That's the bottom line.
That's what he says. But I think that goes into the shaila. Are you giving it so the person should put it on the suda, or are you just giving it to be marba ava and reyes?
So someone's not going to use the shaila by the suda, you're not yaitza.
So that's according to one mandama. There's two mandama. You should give something. You should be yaitza the mitzvah really for both. You should have something that the person could use during the suda, and also just give them something that's marba reyes and av. Marba reyes.
Make some steaks.
So here's the shaila. Let's say if a person doesn't know about it. If he doesn't know about it, then I don't think he gets even. Why you have to put your name on it. There's no anonymous giving here.
Rossi, if
you gotta say Sudas Simchas Purim Meis Mishpachas whatever, and then they have to know who it's from. So they'll be Marba the Reyes. A lot of interesting shots. Maybe we'll get more into next week. But I really want to talk also about next week about Kriyas Megillah. Okay, we'll stop.